All right, so we're here with Bryson, country musician Eldon Ostrom. Eldon, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today, Caleb?
I'm well, thank you. All right, so can you tell us a little bit about the making of this, your new album here? I understand it commemorates a very big anniversary for you.
Yes, it is. It's I started it last February when COVID was on, and I played music in a country band for the last 50 years. And last February, the 12th of 2021, I was 50 years playing music in a country band. So I decided that I wanted to just do a CD for my own personal liking, you know what I mean? Just to say that I did one. And it started as a small project, and it ended up as a really, really big one. The music I play is old-time classic country music, and I've been, like I said, playing for 50 years. We play a lot of dances around the Pontiac and Ontario side. We've played a lot at the Bryson Lions Club in Bryson, and the people there that come there, they like their square dancing. They just love square dancing. And my father was the caller in the original band I was in called the Brysonaires. He was the square dance caller. And after he passed, I took it up. And we have a lot of followers that come to do that, mostly seniors. They enjoy it. It's great exercise. And so that's how I inherited the art of calling squares, just by listening to my dad over the years. And anyway, what happened was I started off as just a small CD. And my wife mentioned to me, she said, why don't you put some square dancing on there? So people at home, because this year there was no Christmas parties or New Year's parties, so people at home could get four couples and do a square at home at a New Year's party or a Christmas party. So that's how I ended up. It started as a small project, ended up as a big project, and ended up being a double CD, 41 tracks, 33 classic country songs, and four sets of square dancing.
Jeez, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, it did start it out, and I had Mr. Rene Corriveau from Calumet Island. He has a studio up there, and he produced everything for my CDs. He's just fantastic. He's been doing it a long time, and the quality that came out, I was very, very impressed. He's very, very good at what he does.
Awesome. And 50 years, that's a crazy amount of time. Could you talk a little bit about what it was like growing up sort of in the music scene in the Valley here?
Well, growing up in the music, like my family was all musical, so the original band that I belonged to, it started somewhere in the early 50s, and it featured my dad. My dad was a square dance caller and piano player. My uncle Lloyd Ostrom, he played fiddle, and his son Brent played guitar. And at that time, when the band did start, and this is before my time, but there used to be a hotel up in Kalunj called the Shoot Inn. It was way up at the end of past the school up that way, and it was called the Shoot. And the band played a lot there on Saturday nights. And we also had, at that time, three people from Fort Kalunj that played in that band. And the listeners may remember them. There was Mr. Dona St. Denis that played piano. There was Shorty Courtney. That was his nickname, but his real name was Everett Courtney, played banjo. And there was Mr. Tony Davis. I guess everybody knows Tony and his boys, Dwight. And he played saxophone. He played fiddle. So he played with the band for many, many, many years. The way I started was in 1971. I was 9 years old, and I started when the hotel scene was on. At that time, if there was live music in the hotels, of course. And if you hired a band, you were hired for the whole weekend, which was a Friday night, a Saturday night, and a Sunday afternoon. And of course, I was underage, but the rule was, as long as I was with the band and I was up on stage, if it was ever hotel was ever raided, that me being a minor, I couldn't be evicted because I was there to entertain. So that was my start in the hotel scenes back in the 70s, and now they don't have that such thing anymore. But we play a lot for anniversaries, birthdays, Saturday night dances in Bryson. We've been playing for old time dances there since 1976, so we've seen a lot of people come and go. And when I did start, I played for a lot of weddings, and like 50th and 25th anniversaries as well, that the original band has played for their weddings. So I've seen it come full circle. So that was quite an honor. And now I belong to another band over in Renfrew. It's called Dennis Harrington and Heritage Country. And we play a lot all over the Pontiac, but and in Ontario. But we haven't played for the last 2 years because of the COVID. So hopefully we're aiming to get back together as soon as this starts to clear up.
For sure, for sure. And the name of your album here, it's Me and My Boys. Could you explain a little bit behind the meaning behind that?
Well, the meaning behind that is I have two boys. Well, I had two boys. Unfortunately, my oldest boy was autistic. His name was Sheldon. And I lost him very suddenly 5 years ago. He was age 27. Lost him very suddenly to a massive heart attack. But he was autistic, and his thing in life was country music. He knew all the facts on everybody, their birth dates, where they were born, how many CDs they made, everything. He was just like a fountain of youth of country music. And so he sort of took after me. And then I have another son, Kenneth, which is just the total opposite. He likes, he works with the backhoe, and he works on construction and everything. But I always said if I had ever did a CD, I would like to call it Me and My Boys, because I would like to include it to my two boys.
And so they have there's specific tracks, I understand, on the album that are sort of dedicated to them each individually. Could you talk about those?
Yes, there is. There are some that I've dedicated, some to my mom, to my dad, one to my wife, as she likes Merle Haggard, and my son that was autistic. We have taken him to Nashville about four or five times, I imagine. And 1 year that we went on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, if you went in the early afternoon, you could pay $10 and record a song on stage with the Grand Ole Opry band on that famous stage. So Sheldon chose the song He Stopped Loving Her Today, a George Jones classic with a recitation in it. And like when I started my CD, I had that. And even though he has passed, I wanted to include that on my album. A lot of people knew that he was very talented in memory-wise of country music artifacts, but a lot of people didn't know that he could sing. So I've included him on there on that one. And also there's a song on there called Murder on Music Row, which was a song written by Alan Jackson and George Strait. And when we went out to play music, when Sheldon came with me, he did the part of Alan Jackson and I did the part of George Strait. So that was one thing that we did when we went out. Alan was his favorite country singer. And I don't want to ramble on too much here, but I just recently moved from Bryson to Cuyo after the passing of my mom. I wanted to move closer to my son here in Cuyo, Kenneth, his wife Cassandra, and we have a little grandchild that's a year old. So when I was cleaning out the house to move, I found a cassette tape just marked Sheldon 2008. And I was almost like afraid to play it sort of thing, but I did play it. And it was Sheldon and I singing that song Murder on Music Row and me playing guitar. So anyway, cassettes are kind of distorted, you know, they're wobbly and everything. So I brought it to my producer, Rennie Corrigo at the Island, Kahneman Island, that produced the CD. He sent the track away to someone in Australia that cleared up all the background noise and made it crystal clear. And when it did come back, the track, I'd swear he was standing right beside me. It was that clear. So, but the guitar playing wasn't the best. So what we did, and Renee suggested this, we had both our voices, and we got George Strait's band, and my cousin Brian Ostrom, plays steel guitar. He's a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, and Sheldon just adored him. So we got the music from George Strait's band, took out George Strait's steel player, put in my cousin Brian as steel player, and then put it all together, and that's how we came up with that song. So that it was just like bringing him back to life all over again.
Yeah, that's a really cool memorial for him. That's interesting. Awesome.
Yes. Yeah, well, thank you. And, you know, I know it's going to be 5 years this August since we lost him, but I always wanted to try to keep his memory alive. A lot of people knew he was very much a genius in country music artifacts, but they didn't know he could sing. And this was really a way that I could get to express, you know, anyone that did buy the CD will hear him and know the story.
Yeah, that's a really cool background to that track. Are there any other ones on the CD that you were?
Yeah, there's one. I asked my other son, Kenneth. I said, "What song would you like if Dad recorded a CD?" And he said this song, "Gavin's Hotel at Cuyo, Quebec," which was written by a musician from over at Armprior by the name of Mac Beatty. And I don't know if I should say this out there or not, but I asked him, I said, like, why would you want that song? And then he told me, he said, well, Dad, me and my buddy, Joe Tupang, he had a friend from Shawl, and they worked at Giant Tiger, and they got into Gavin's Hotel one night, underage, of course, but with fake IDs. And they both got really hammered. Like, I mean, really loaded. And they called my wife and I to go pick them up. So that was commemorating his first, I guess, real party. So
formative experiences, yeah.
Formative experience. So if he wanted to be remembered by that, so that's the way I chose it.
That's great. And so this album, you said it's sort of just square dancing and old time country. Have you ever considered branching out into maybe even other genres within country itself? Or
no, not really, Caleb. Like, I mean, I grew up in that era where it was the old classic country music, like the Merle Haggard and the George Jones and Tammy Wynette and stuff like that. And our band always, I did venture out to anything like the modern country music today. We always stayed with the classics and kept on to keep the square dancing alive. I remember when I was younger, when I started playing at Bryson at the dances, there was a lot of people that were square dance callers. A lot of people from one in particular was a resident of Fort Kalunge. His name was Mr. Raymond Susie. He used to call squares. My dad did, and there were some people from Shawville. There was a lot of people, but they've since passed on. and the art is kind of dying out. You know, the seniors like it, but there's nobody to continue it. So I thought by putting it on a CD that that maybe it would entice the younger crowd to be able to learn the art of square dancing when they have it on there, and maybe just try to keep it alive.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, for sure.
That's right, yes. And it was a big thing for me growing up, you know, but I mean, times change, but it was an art form. I don't know if you've ever seen square dancing or not, but it was, like, all around the Pontiac, it was a big, big thing at one time.
For sure, for sure. So, could you tell us a little bit about where people can find this this album and hear it?
Yes, I can tell you. I have it for sale in some of the stores around the Pontiac. First of all, I'll like I said, it's a double CD. It's got 41 tracks, and it's $30. And inside the jacket of the CD is I did my own liner notes, and there's a 16-page color booklet in there talking all about my life and my family and about trials and tribulations throughout the years. So I do have it for sale on the Ontario side at the radio station, Heritage Radio Station in Renfrew. In Bryson, I have it at Bryson Value Mart in Bryson. The restaurant downtown called Susie's Diner. It's a takeout restaurant down street in Bryson, and the Veterans Gas Bar in Bryson, Quebec. And also in Shawville, I have it at the Hershey's Bar and Grill, the Equity Office, the Value Mart, the IGA there, Joanne's Value Mart, and the Dollar Plus store, and DuBoutique, which is a clothing store on the main street. And it's run by one of our Ottawa Value musicians, Joanne DuBoutique. Everybody knows Joanne, so she has some for sale as well. And also in Campbell's Bay, you can purchase it at the pharmacy Julie Jones. And if anybody wants a copy, I've been mailing quite a bit of them out. They can also get in touch with me by text or by cell at 613-602-0079. Or my email is eldon.ostrom@gmail.com. So if anybody was interested...
Anything else to add there? We were pretty pretty thorough there, I think.
Yes, like I said, it's something that I wanted to do, and like I guess I've been known around the Pontiac. I've played a lot around here, and something I wanted to do when I turned 50 years of playing country music, and that's how it come to be. And I have a lot of my favorite songs on there, so I hope the listeners enjoy it.